Now, there are some places out here that we don't have back home. There, we mentioned it a couple times last week. There's an In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an In-N-Out.
Which our good friend Mike Saroy, Norm's producer, couldn't have gotten off the plane for more than 10 minutes and is already posting notes on Facebook about he just checked in at In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, you know, so he and Norm get in last night.
Really?
He drives all the way down here and drops Norm off at the hotel. Then he drives back towards the airport, which is about a 20-25 minute drive to In-N-Out Burger to get that. I mean, there's a million little, you know, joint, not In-N-Out, mind you, but there's a million little joints where you can get food.
But that's what he wanted.
Hey, yeah, you want In-N-Out, you want In-N-Out.
Drove all the way back there for that.
And that's the kind of thing that.
And then you went right to sleep.
And that's the kind of thing that we're going to have once it arrives in Dallas.
Yes, I know. We're going to have Mike Saroy wolfing down a triple-triple and then hitting the sack.
I texted him after he posted that. I said, good to see you're off. You're starting the week off with health food. Is In-N-Out Burger okay with your doctor? Can it affect your disease at all? Because, you know, he is diseased.
Yes. We can't disclose what it is, but he's very, very, very sick.
No, I just say because I didn't want it to be a drop for me.
Yes.
His only addictions are to marijuana and porno. Hamburger should have a minimal effect on either. Anyway, so Saroy is going to be going with Norm. And I know Saroy doesn't give two double dams about going to this game.
But he's got to babysit Norm. You want to see some douche.
So that is part of the job description. Yeah. Wherever he goes, you have to go, right?
Yes.
Pretty much.
That is awesome that Norm has that type of control over his producers, you know? Where he just says, we're going to the game tonight, pal.
And pack Saroy, your bags.
And Saroy can't say,
no, I'm going to the movie with the guys.
Yeah, I kind of want to go eat dinner.
I have to clean my butt.
Nope.
I mean, that's power right there. Is it power or is it, it's just understood that that's what you do.
That's what the job description entails. Right, there's Michael?
Never, well, I don't know if the job description entails that, but there has never been anybody in that job who wouldn't do it, who was not willing to do it.
I know, but
was Bassick like that?
Yes.
Was he at his hip?
Yes.
He was. I think he only produced for a night, then he got drunk and it ended.
He got drunk and tried to relive the Alamo.
Right.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
Speaking of which, maybe we can find out straight from the horse's mouth. Have a seat.
We're just talking about you.
It's Mike Bassick, everyone, from the Norm Hitzke Show.
No, it's Mike Saroy.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, close enough.
We were just talking about Bassick.
What about him?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I think I know your ilk, your kind, and that you're probably, if you had your druthers, you probably wouldn't be making the trek out to Scottsdale tonight for the game.
Well, I don't know.
Is this your first trip out here?
Like baseball, yeah.
And maybe he would.
No, I'm into this. I like all this.
Okay.
What's my alternative? Watching a movie with you two?
Going out. I know the answer to that.
Grab some beers.
We can do that after, can't we?
It'll be a little late. You're getting back. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that or not, but it'll be a little late. And we're just kind of trying to figure out the Norm Hitzke's the job description for producer, whether it entails shadowing him at all times on road trips or not.
Well, we get along pretty good, Norm and I, so I try to do that, and I try to make him happy. That's generally what my role is.
But don't you think he would be fine if you just said, yeah, I'm going to a movie. I'm going to go eat.
Probably, yeah. This is day one. Yeah, so I'll go take in a little baseball with him, and then you don't generally think fade away as the next...
If tonight he said, okay, let's pack up, go to Scottsdale, pal. Here we go. And you said, you know what, Norm, I'm having second thoughts.
I'm
going to hang with the guys, not feeling it. You have fun. And just flip him the keys to the car.
Right.
Pop that would not work.
Peace out, old man.
Yeah.
No, I think he'd be fine. And Norm has never basically given me S for anything.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Like tomorrow, whenever the show's over with and he goes to the dog track or something like that.
Yeah, he's been talking about simulcasting for a couple days now.
Now, will you go to that?
And there's no damn horses running.
Yeah,
it's
you
just simulcast.
Yeah, but you're going to go, right?
I might.
And you're going to sit there and look at the racing forms.
We did it in L.A., and that was weird. There was like half dozen people in this place.
In L.A.?
Yeah, at Oxnard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was weird. And I'm just eating this, like, an old club sandwich.
Yeah.
At this stupid track. It was weird. And losing money, too, man. The thing is, I've gone to Lone Star with him and almost paid the mortgage.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you miss, goes, you miss, you miss, and then boom,
yeah, that's
500.
That's exactly how he is, but man, you can lose the mortgage betting with Norm sometimes.
Yeah. I've gone, I think, three times with him. One time, big win. Twice. Well,
we all have our hits and misses in this thing.
True that.
Well, I respect your camaraderie, your stick-to-itiveness.
I do, too.
Because
it's still fresh and good.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying...
Die!
It is a little weird, like... but it's been that way with all of his producers. God rest their souls.
I'm very tolerant, I think, and I do get... I really like Norm. That's a weird thing. And Norm is not an ice whip to me at all. He's really not. He doesn't beat me down. I don't know if that'll change over time, but...
Now, have you roomed with him?
Bitch.
No.
You haven't roomed with
close
him?
Close travels, but never rooming.
Where do you room with him?
Really?
That's when things change.
That's when things get fun. When he when he shows up for a two-week trip with a DOP kit. And that's it.
He did travel light for this
he
week
travels,
as well.
He travels lighter than I do, and I'm bad.
Dude, he travels infinitely lighter than you do. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt.
But I also don't take inventory of his stuff like you do.
Yeah, I've done that. Well, I was interested. I was very interested. Well, anyway, Sir Roy.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
Okay.
And I don't know what the other nightly plans you have are. Is this the only night time?
Norm has a 6:30 meeting time for us every morning, too.
Okay, that's what I don't understand.
Why so early?
I don't know.
6:30?
I don't know.
What happens
at
6:30?
A lot of prep work.
Can't you get that done at night?
I can.
This is a two-hour show.
I know.
And most of it's guests.
All right, so...
I'll let him do his thing, man.
It's part of the job.
My job is to make Norm's life easy,
Wednesday, we'll go...
You pick it, dude. I'll go out. I don't care. Let's go tear it up.
Yeah, because you can sleep all day long.
6:30, right. I make it to, 11, and then I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You pick it. You want to go tonight?
We don't know. We're going to go to the movie and then play it by ear. Last night was real dicey, though, because we went to
got real close to going into a dark place.
It was like 11:30.
You need to watch out for your engineer.
No, trust me.
He snaps pictures of you guys and updates people.
We know.
And I had you with gentleman, whatever your thing, Woodford.
Yeah. It was there.
We're worried about our engineer's chemical imbalance.
Yeah, because one beer into last night, Eric Hood was a different human being.
Decided change.
Yeah.
Decided change in personality.
Right.
At least he didn't hop into bed with you when he gets in the room.
That's true.
Like me. Curl up.
Okay.
Tell me how cold he is.
Do you still have the... did he show you what Saroy made for him when we got home?
What, like a...
A bunt cake? No.
A manifesto.
Sir Roy had written out this big piece of literature on the love that roommates share and how we trust each other, and he made him sign it.
It was to prevent you two.
From messing with you.
Yes, putting things on me and in me.
Where is that?
Which can happen.
Do you have that?
Will you bring that tomorrow?
Hotel, yeah. You took a picture of it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
Is it on your camera phone?
Yeah.
Because you went a little overboard on this. And you made him sign it, and then he got it notarized and everything.
Notarized?
Dude, I'm telling you, this is insane what Sir Roy's having poor Eric do.
I had to cover all my bases with you two.
This is coming from a man who we found out last night you tried to kill in your last experience with him with a toothbrush.
I threatened to kill, and I'll do it this time.
All right, here's the letter. The bond of roommates is the most important thing in the world.
In the world.
Number one.
This includes not letting other members of our travel party in our room to put their balls on me.
You're very specific.
Or...
If you can't read it, don't read it.
Or their fingers inside me while I sleep.
Standard.
There's a spot for him to sign, which he did.
I signed it before I nodded off. Mm-hmm.
And then there's Eric's little signature at the bottom.
Well, those are the only two requirements?
Permanent
ink. That's it.
You don't...
Permanent ink.
Just so you don't get him digitally impaled or have a scrotum on your forehead. Anything else goes.
Fine. Two things. Simple.
I think this needs to be a little bit more all-encompassing.
A couple of amendments.
There's many more things we can do
that
don't involve balls or the other thing. Matter of fact, everything. Nothing. Let me tell you something, Saroy.
We could come up with 500,000 pranks. Neither of them would involve that.
Really? No.
None of them would involve
There's about a 99.9999% chance You'll never see my balls. You'll never see my balls. You'll never see my balls. My balls. My balls. You'll never see my balls.
Mark.
Ever.
Until it's too late or just never?
Just never in general.
I hope not.
Well, who knows, though? We may get frisky this week.
Sounds like a great show. We'll let you get started. Norm, have a great time. Say hi to Mike Soroy out there.
Compliment?
Hey, man. No, no.
Hello.
No.
Oh, no, okay.
It does sound like a great show. In fact, I'm so interested in the why Arizona is stealing Major League Baseball spring training from Florida that I really want to talk about it, but I'm going to let you get to the segment first. I don't want to spoil it, but we'll talk about it maybe tomorrow with you. That's Norm. He's coming up next from Surprise. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on The Ticket.
Talk to you tomorrow during the match.
Okay. My surprise.
Where is everybody? Where'd everybody go? I'm confused.
Buddies.
Hi, here.
I'm trapped in here with an intern.
What's he doing over there?
Looking hot.
Keep your hands off of my sweet intern.
So let's play What Did You Guys End Up Doing Yesterday?
Norm ended up working with an eye to playing the rest of the week. And Mike ended up going to see the Giants.
Yep. Then I went to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Here in Arizona.
Baseball
always,
casino.
Always bet on black, Soroy.
That's I actually played a little roulette. That strategy did not work because my favorite number is a black number. And it never came up.
What's your favorite number?
Donovan, 24.
Are we talking casino here, Don?
Why is your favorite number 24? You like the show a lot?
Jeff Gordon.
Really? That's why?
Are you serious?
No.
He's not black.
No, I think you are.
No.
I think you are serious, Roy, and that's the first entry at 12:50 today.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. That's even gayer.
That is even gayer.
What's your lucky number?
I don't have a lucky number.
Only gay people have lucky numbers.
Right. Dude, how old are
really?
You? 7? It's my lucky number.
Hold on. If you're gambling, okay, have you played roulette before?
Yes,
is there a number that you consistently play?
No, I always bet on black.
You just bet black.
Yes.
You have a lucky color.
That's what Wesley Snipes said in the movie.
Well, my lucky color is white.
He likes his steak bloody.
Dude, come on, Soroy. You're killing me.
Mike Soroy has
really
a lucky number,
it.
Dan.
My lucky number
is
24. Yes.
Do you have a lucky number, Dan?
Why is it his lucky?
Huh? Well, nobody on earth has a lucky number.
But you know,
lucky
but you know why it's his lucky number? Because it's his birthday.
Well, I'm born on February 4th.
I bet you also have a best friend, don't you?
No, I don't have a best friend.
What?
Sean?
You know who my best friend is?
You might consider your wife your best friend, all right?
Norm Hitzkus is my best friend.
Your wife, Soroy?
My wife is my best friend.
Yeah, my wife's awesome. My brother is a great friend.
She's more than a lover.
She's my best friend.
She's a partner in life.
Gosh, dude.
Man, this is fun. We even made fun of Mike Soroy.
Do you have
let me have it.
Do you have an I Heart My Wife bumper sticker?
No.
You guys have matching tattoos?
No tattoos, Donnie.
Do you have vanity plates?
He's getting mad.
Right.
No, I'm not getting mad.
Indicate your...
I'm very open. I have a lucky number. I love my wife and my brother. No best friend.
So your plates would be...
Thought we were doing this at 12:50.
I-L-U-V-L-I-Z.
It could be, I suppose. Yeah,
it could be. Yeah.
Do you have a lucky number, Norm?
No. Plus 3.5 some nights.
Hey, yeah! Now that's a number you can have, unlike Soroy.
By the way,
no one on a headset right now, or any of you guys, no one has a lucky number. That's
no!
Not weird. No.
Okay.
All
like
right.
What do you use it for?
What do you mean? Like
for gambling,
say,
for roulette?
What number do you want to be in the great game? Does that constitute a lucky number?
Yes, my lucky number was taken last year, so I had to pick a different one.
You didn't give him a Rolex for the number?
Mm-mm, no.
Who took it?
Yeah, who was 24?
Elf.
Like you didn't outrank Elf?
Well, I didn't try. It's not like I'm that passionate about it, but given the choice.
Well, it seems like you are, since it's your lucky number.
Yeah, you're all mad.
Can we certify that you're going to get 24 this year now?
I think it is available.
I think it's available.
I think you could have any number you want.
Right, just pick one.
Just any go out position. To Frisco and stand there.
So now, if you go back to the casino tonight, Soroy.
Yes.
And you play roulette. You're going to only bet on 24 because that's your lucky number.
But he doesn't like blacks.
Brunette.
Isn't that what he said? He doesn't like blacks, so that's
what
why
he
doesn't like to bet on that number.
Yeah, right. That's what I said.
That was a singular, Dan.
Now what
not
is,
a plural.
Now, what's Cash's lucky number?
Is it 42? Is it 42?
Hold on.
Is the reverse?
What is it?
13.
Like, you know each other's lucky number?
No, because Dan Marino for that one.
Super gay.
Was he born on the 13th also?
We also used to race go-karts when we were kids. I mean, this is young, you know.
If he scrapes 12, 13, his knee, 14, do you feel it?
Yeah.
And he was number 13, and I was number 24, so I'd probably
like you had your own go-karts?
Yeah, we had we did the racing go-karts.
You guys have okay. Tandem. So you have tandem go-karts?
So when you say you used to race go-karts, you're not saying you went to Malibu Speed Zone for a birthday
party. No. We traveled
the circuit. You were the Saroy brothers, the legendary
the
Saroy brothers Western Florida.
Your dad was a racer.
My dad is an offshore powerboat racer for many years. And, so he got us in a go-kart racing in the little Florida circuit.
It's like when you hear of, was it Danica telling us she was a racer at age 10 and all that?
Yeah.
Well, my dad fully wanted us to be NASCAR drivers.
Anytime you hear those NASCAR drivers, they say, I was driving at age 10. Well, they weren't driving by themselves.
No, other
there
guys
there was all
did.
These people they were beating.
Who are now
Saroy is one of them.
Producing 10 to noon.
I was the guy whose engine was smoking, spun out on the side of the road as Danica passed me.
All right. Sorry, good? Norm. Didn't mean to ignore you the entire but we're fascinated by the new toy.
I thought it was a great mix.
Saroy has a lucky number and a best friend.
I don't have a best friend.
And a brother. He married his best friend. And his...
Who's the... You guys, this is his your words.
His other best friend was the best man.
Everything other than lucky number is your words.
So we've done about 7 minutes doing
sounds
something
a defensive,
that Facebook
he?
Could have accomplished in 10 seconds.
Defensive about his
really
statement
is.
On his wife.
Dude, if your wife is your best friend,
that's
okay.
Fine. We support that.
Yeah.
You
know what? That makes a very happy home.
Here.
I wish I had a relationship like you do.
Did you guys,
that
did you guys get married on the 24th?
What do you got, Mike?
My wife, Liz, is my best friend.
Mark.
I admit that, too. Take that one. So I have a lucky number.
See,
and
now he's trying a different tactic here. Like,
no,
I'll join
No. I thought about
lesson
this
power.
Will diffuse their...
No, I thought about it, and I do not disagree. She is my best friend.
I'm not while you're out of town, she ain't.
That's right. You have a two-state boundary, right?
Yep.
In fact,
you're my
is
Texas
she doing okay?
Friend.
Maybe we should check on her.
Yeah.
Just see how she's doing.
That's not
she's
cool.
Fine. She's fine.
Don't worry, Cash is taking care
she's
of that.
She's doing great.
Whoa, dude!
How many brothers have broken up each other's marriage?
This has to
that's a very common theme.
This has
now
to
we've
be
wandered
limits.
Into doing the Springer
there's
show.
There's no way Cash ain't
states.
Thinking about it.
That's a good book, though.
The Jose and Ozzy Canseco relationship.
Did that happen to them?
I don't know.
You hope it did?
Yeah, you know. I
have you seen Jose on Celebrity Apprentice?
No, I'm not watching. Should I?
I don't know. I just seen the promos.
Mm. Well, guys, I think we're petering out a little bit.
I have a story about that.
What do you got today?
Well, no. They're off the air.
After activities.
I want to hear if Norm's getting
what's he doing later today?
Bikini briefs on and working fantasy baseball? Or if
Well, but tonight, Mike and I are trying to figure out, we're going to sort through our very heavy social schedule and decide which of the invitations we want to accept.
You're totally ditching them, though, aren't you, Norm?
No, uh-uh. No, not
you're
tonight.
Tell Mike to... Meet you at 2, and then you're going to drive away out the back of the hotel.
All right, look out that window and see what's going on. And Mike turns back around, the door slamming. Norm's just gone.
In fact, we have two dinner plans tonight. We've got one around 6, and then Mike's always standing appointment at the In-N-Out Burger at 1 in the morning.
I'm like Kevin Love. My third straight double-double will be tonight.
Now, does Brady think you're cheating on him?
He's here, too.
Oh, good.
Oh, so
who's that? Brady Tinker?
Yeah.
The Brady Tinker?
The Brady Tinker.
He's doing double duty at Mike Saroy.
In the his house.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you party. Stay safe. And we'll be talking.
24.
Talk to you tomorrow, lads. 24.
Love you.
Yeah. And that Dirk's up for just about
anything. He's ready for bits.
Yeah. And I love it. Love it. So there you go. There's Maps Talk.
All right. Good job, Cash.
Yeah. I think Cash has got skills.
Is he, don't him and Mike do a weekend show, or do they just fill in?
Cirque du Soleil. Well, every Sunday, I believe. Yeah, right?
Saturday? Are they weekly?
11 to 1 on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
When, Saturday?
Sunday, 11 to 1.
They're feud, though.
So they're
midnight
on...
9 to 2?
They're on together?
Like if you could only choose one Soroy brother. Don't you go Cash?
Oh, clearly.
Sorry, Mike.
He's clearly the more valuable. He's got more name power. He's been on TV, right?
Cash is a flash in the pan. I go with Mike long term.
Cash sustains. Oh, you're going
I'm
Mike
going,
Walter?
I'm going the opposite. Oh, wow.
Mike projects well.
You know why? He's always supporting the producer.
Yeah. I think we all know Cash is the real gem there.
It is $2.50 on the ticket.
In the process, we alienated the only cute girl in the bar.
Yeah, by the way, can I make an observation?
Go ahead.
I have never seen a flock of testosterone, horny, married men just walk into a bar. There's one cute girl sitting there by herself, and I'll be damned within 30 seconds to a minute, she is surrounded by Saroy, you.
No, not me. I was later on.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Others?
We were sharing photos of our children.
Yeah.
We were!
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But we found out that the cute girl was a lesbian, and it really ruined it.
And
everything.
I've never seen a woman leave so fast and with such haste when she decided it was time to go. Yeah. Okay, bye!
See you later!
So she was a lesbian?
Yeah, she was. It was pretty awesome.
Brother
pretty
up awesome. In there.
Yeah, I know, buddy. It's okay. So, staying at our hotel...